Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We're here at the place that got Blankenbaker skinny. That's where we are. We're over here at Tri-State Medical, where you can stop on by. We'll tell you plenty about what's going on here, but this is it, man. It's finally nice to have science on guys' sides.
That's right.
You know, like, women have been using science. Oh, my gosh, you're booming there. women have been using science to their advantage for a long time.
All the time. They always do. And you know, for us to have Tri-State Men's Health here, you know, using...
Well, but hang on. Let's not go into just the live read here.
No.
This is a philosophical statement by me. This is our chance to battle back.
It is.
You know, women, like, you know, they get things augmented. They get, you know, things done. Cosmetic surgery.
Who would do such?
Plenty would, and I would often encourage it in some instances. But this is our chance to use science to battle back, to look younger, to lose weight.
Yeah, and it helped me lose a lot of weight, and the semaglutide program. Is great. You know, I lost 23 pounds.
Yeah. It's what everybody hears about. So it's like the Ozempic kind of drug.
It's the active ingredient in Ozempic. And what it does is it makes you feel like you're not hungry. And so you still eat like dinner or breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
If you want.
You should. But you should. And really, there have been a couple occasions where, like, I didn't eat because I wasn't hungry, and then you end up crashing because of that. So you do want to eat on a regular.
Derby is a couple weeks away. You want to lose 5-6 pounds for Derby? Get your ass over here today.
Right.
Get yourself going. What's the website?
I'm just... TriStateMensHealth.com.
TriStateMensHealth.com. You should call them and ask them about it. I mean, it really is. We finally have science on the side of men.
That's right.
Finally.
And it's
your chance to battle back, all right?
Strebel joined. I joined. And now Rummage joining. So that's going to be
Nikki the Boots lurking around, wondering
like
about
Nikki
it.
Nikki the Boot wants to do some of that. So it's going to be great. And obviously, like, for guys, like, the patient experience really is the best thing. You come in here, you sit down with a doctor.
The best thing is losing 25 pounds. Let's be clear. I know the right thing to say. Let's say what it is. You want to fight back, you want to lose weight, you want and get testosterone as well and get stronger. You should probably do both.
You
should do both. And this is our chance, guys. I was having this conversation with Lieberman the other day, and it was like, yeah, we finally have something that we can do.
That's right.
It's right here.
It's just really interesting, like, talking to Strebel about it. Like, I'm like, what dose are you on? I'm on this dose. And it's like, so, like, we're on different doses. And it's like they're treating us differently because we're two different people.
Yeah. Everybody's body is clearly different. I don't know what cord is near what, but it's
let's see. I'll move this around.
Take this around.
Swing this back. Phone over on this side.
Better. All right, there we go.
All right,
it's gone.
Something happened.
It's gone.
Something worked.
Yeah. So it's a go again. The website is
TriStateMensHealth.com.
We're over here. We're behind where the is. Yo, Charlie's still there? I don't even know.
No, it's gone.
Is it gone?
It's a Chick-fil-A now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not our friends over there from Stony Brook and Barshawn Road Chick-fil-A, but it's a new Chick-fil-A, and they're all great.
It's not as good. I'm sure the national Chick-fil-A people love that.
No, I'm just saying it's not our friends.
It's not David Blake.
David Blake. I'm sure they're great people. My pleasure and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, and I'm sure their chicken minis are amazing. But it's just not, they're not our
The service can't possibly be as good.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. Yes. Not possible. But no, it really is. And it's like, you know, I remember when I first started doing, you know, shows at like testosterone places, people were like, you're promoting steroids. And it's like, no, you ding dongs. This is what people do to use science on their side.
Right.
Testosterone, semaglutide, you know, now is the hot thing. And it's a hot thing because it works, man.
And they want to restore your levels to a natural place. Like when I sat down with him here, they were like, we're not going to give you more testosterone than you need. Like, you're only going to give you, like, what you need.
And let's be honest, there's passable levels, and then there's optimal levels. Then there's a difference. You can go to your doctor, and he can say, you're normal. I'm tired of being normal. I'm trying to be Superman. They'll help you be Superman over here.
They can help you be Superman.
You'll feel like you have superpowers when you have both of these things. You want to be
so
Superman?
Funny.
Come on over here. We were talking with Eric Martin who let us in, kind enough to let us in, and Greg, who is here as well. So, you know, going to meet the folks around here.
Right. I'll probably get a couple injections today because I skipped mine, so I can get
I'm
it
not
going to
pull the Jose Canseco and Martin. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving you the shot.
Oh, you don't want to give me the shot?
I'm not giving you the shot.
I'm not going to let you inject me. No way.
That's the word I was trying. It's the phrase I was trying to use. And you used
it. I'm not going
to
let you have that needle. No way. Are you kidding me? What, I have a death wish?
Oh, man.
Who knows where you would.
Okay, I have something really funny. I wasn't sure how we were going to start the show, what we were talking about. And I get a call about 5 minutes ago from King of Clemson. And he's very worried about.
That's
your
why you were sitting in the in the parking lot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, also the door was locked, so I wasn't going to go up and wait in the rain.
So
King of Clemson calls and he's concerned about your tweet of yours.
Oh, which one?
And I was like, exactly. I was like, which one? I'm like, there's a lot to sift through.
There's
a lot
today. Going on.
You know, you miss a day, you miss a lot in Blanket Baker's Twitter.
What's King of Clemson's Twitter? I'll follow him back.
No, I don't even know. I'll send it. But he was, you know, because he keeps up around here now.
Sure,
it feels like he's got a connection. And, you know, you really got to be from here to get what happened yesterday on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, is somebody in trouble? What's going on? You know, because if you don't know this misinformation campaign that went yesterday, I'll show you the one that he read. Let's see. It says, when you went yesterday, you're like, Louisville getting smeared on Twitter by On3 Sports and 24/7 Sports in the same week with false information. Tighten it up, people. And he's like, explain this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot do that in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I cannot. But what I can do is open the show and explain. I don't know. Maybe we could both try to figure out yesterday that I think we talked about it towards the end of the show is you just had a lot of just bad information mm-hmm. given to people who generally do some good reporting who got, you know,
they got
used.
They got.
Yeah, I mean, they were used.
They were.
And they won't get used again, and they won't get fooled again. Brandon Marcello, I don't know him at all, but
he's a big deal.
Seems to take his job pretty seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think he's a guy who wants to, you know, lose any credibility, but you had this nonsense going out there about their checks are bouncing, which they don't write checks.
No, they're wire transfers.
They don't write checks. The checks are bouncing. The money's not coming through, and all these guys are transferring.
Right.
And you know our text line was, my God, what's going on over there? And the answer was nothing.
Nothing. Nothing's
nothing
going on.
Nothing but a bunch of crap and lies, and it's just the fact that these people thought they could like. I don't even know who's behind it. You got a theory on who's behind it? Because it was like 2-3 starters are leaving. Their NIL money's not blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, who's got motive here? It's either players' agents mm-hmm. who are probably not all that good, most of them. It's probably a lot of their buddies in a lot of instances, or other schools.
Yeah, it's one of the two, and it might even be both. It might have been it might have started with a player agent and then filtered down into Florida State's recruiting department, which then ended up on their message board and then ended up on Twitter. And that's how I think that this actually all went down. I think, you know, when you have a couple players transfer out, they have representatives. And
they're homies.
They're homies.
I mean, that's what it is, right? I mean, it's like they're buddy from high school.
And there's a lot of scumbags in this business.
Yeah.
And
some are good. I'm sure some are good. I'm sure some are not.
No, and if you're a player agent, quote unquote,
yeah.
And you're taking
a non-certified one, right? As far as I know.
Yeah, they're not certified right now. I don't believe. I think that's coming. I think that part of it's coming.
Again, as of right
now.
But
some of these guys are taking like 20-25%. Like that's
Are you serious?
Yes, it's gross. And so yeah, they want their money because this is the business that they're in. And so, you know, when they have a player transfer out, they're going to try to like Jeff Goodman yesterday, just as an aside, he's talking about how there are players waiting for their last NIL check before they hit the portal.
Mhm.
And it's like No. Like, you gotta structure your contracts in a way that makes sure that you're paying out guys at certain intervals that protect you.
Are they contracts? Like, that's what I really don't even understand, because theoretically you shouldn't be able to have a contract to just get paid. It's supposed to be your name, image, and likeness.
You can enter into a contract with a collective, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. We need to find that out. We don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of times these guys are paid monthly. Monthly. So, you know, they get paid, you know, so some of these guys are waiting for their May 1st check.
But that's a totally separate story.
Yeah.
I mean, just to narrow it back here.
What I think happened was we had a player who was hitting the portal that was going to make some significant money that's now in the portal and we'll see what happens. And that he was upset with the idea that, like, that Louisville owed him money, but, like, Louisville's like, we're not paying you if you're going in the portal.
Right.
And so that enraged him.
Makes sense to me.
Right? But these are the people we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay? Which enraged him and then had him go in and talking to other places where this player would go, which made that recruiting department at Florida State, I believe, go out and put it out there on the message boards and then filter it into the Brandon Marcellos and the Pete Nakoses and get some information wrong. I do understand how Marcello got MG. So I think he was getting initials.
Well, but that's not reporting.
I know.
That doesn't make any sense to me. For him to name a specific player when all he has is initials.
Oh, one of our best players.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that is to do that. That doesn't sound like a guy who reports a lot. I mean, and he does report a lot. So, to go with a specific name when you don't even have the name, you have initials?
Right.
How many MGs are there on the Louisville team anyway?
Well, there's at least two, especially at offensive line, Maketti Gaye and Michael Gonzalez. And there's a big gap between Maketti Gaye and Michael Gonzalez, okay? Like, that's a massive gap. And you know, Maketti was always a project. Not surprised he's transferring at all. Like, I could, you know, but Michael Gonzalez
is one of the guys they're counting on.
You're right. He's a guy that we're counting on. He's been a starter since he's been here. And you know, when I first saw it, I was like, man, maybe they're asking him to play guard. He don't want to play guard. This is the only thing I could come up with, because I've talked to Michael a ton. I've talked to his mom a bunch.
That doesn't sound like a reason to transfer. So
it doesn't sound like a reason
to transfer. And it wasn't.
And he's not transferring. And some of these other names might be correct, but Michael Gonzalez, like, for the
– MJ Griffin could have been
– MJ Griffin. Yeah, that's true. Of course, he's a safety.
Okay, but if you're reporting a name and all you have is initials and there's multiple MGs on the team, that strikes me
– Correct.
Is not something a guy who is – I mean, I get he doesn't write for the, you know, New York Times, but at the same time, you know, I mean, hell, there's only like four guys whose last names start with G, and three of them start with M.
Right, and when it's portal day, like it was yesterday, you can get got if you're Brandon Marcello or Pete Nakoses or whatever, because there's information coming at you fast and furious. How many kids hit the portal yesterday? Tons, hundreds. So you're trying to report on it all, and somebody got him information that was incorrect. And I just wonder what happened.
To me, there's got to be more of the story than, I had the initials, so I went with a specific name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, to Brandon's credit.
He came out.
He deleted the tweet. He called Jeff Rom. I'm sure he got ripped.
Do we know that?
He said that in his tweet.
He said it. Okay.
Well, he said that in his tweet. I'll take it at face value.
Okay.
Okay. And I didn't ask Jeff Rom if he.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
You'll ask him tomorrow. Hey, tell us about this Brandon Marcello conversation you had.
But here's what all this tells me. We're going to be good in football.
I know.
It tells me you don't do this against a team that's going to suck.
No.
You know, like, you're not having a smear campaign against Vandy.
No, right? No.
You don't launch smear campaigns against teams that stink.
No. Who's even the coach at Vanderbilt now? I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because that's why you've never heard of a smear campaign against them. That tells me we're going to be good. You got a coach who's probably ticked off all to hell.
Oh, my God. And what was awesome was like Madden Sanker came out immediately. Was like, no,
they killed this story by the end of the show yesterday.
Right, Michael Gonzalez was out there. He's like, Brady Brom's like, this is my source and all this stuff. Like, I wonder what happened during that like 8 to 10 minutes where that tweet was up to these guys' phones. You know, like, what happens to these guys? Like,
they probably got reached
out by every single recruiting department in the country.
Yeah, you're probably
especially like
Michael Gonzalez. Yeah, an offensive lineman.
Right.
Would you like, can I hit you in a starting left tackle in the ACC? Yes.
Or a really young, developing offensive lineman that was highly rated coming out of high school in Madden Sanker that hasn't really played yet. But, like some of these guys.
It's gonna be a fun year, Blanket Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the land of unbridled optimism is going to be year two. Don't you worry. The salary cap went up for receivers now that they've freed up Boone's money.
Yeah,
you know?
We freed up a couple guys, and we were over the scholarship limit. Like, that was the other thing. Like, you're going to bleed some guys out.
The time you get to finally get your roster set for your first game, the amount of recruiting of your own roster, stealing from other people's rosters, and everything else that's gone on, it's remarkable you have a roster.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and that's why I think these staffs have to just keep getting bigger. Because
I don't think so.
We
spend enough
money. How much of this can Jeff Brohm and Brian Brohm do? I mean,
well, they have 40 people behind the scenes.
But
doing
that's why
this.
The staffs are what they are.
Yeah, I don't know if they need more. Go tell Jeff Walls. Go tell Dan McDonald. Go tell any of the other coaches there that the football team needs more staff. I mean,
okay.
I think you're going to have to, they've got plenty of staff, it seems to me.
Lots of staff. But our staff's nowhere near the size of Georgia or Alabama.
Well, we're just going to have to do more with less, I think, for the most part, because we're always going to have less.
You're going to have to
have
guys
less.
Evaluating, managing the roster, setting up meetings with their position coaches and their head coaches. I mean, their time is more demanded than ever before. But Jeff Brohm finds a way to go out there and throw the first pitch. You know, at the baseball game last night, he might have been able to help us.
Yeah,
we need some pitching. Jeff, you got any eligibility left on the mound?
We'll get back to that, but I want to stick with this for a moment because, I mean, I think it's the highest compliment you can get is when someone runs a smear campaign against your collective. Hey, this tells you that your collective's doing something right.
Right.
And it tells you that you got good players.
There's some random Twitter accounts out there saying our checks are bouncing. And I'm like.
And everybody was like taking it. I mean, people were freaking out in the
like
text line.
I'm like, 3,000 follower anonymous account with no affiliation.
Out?
Like,
if you know anything about this athletic department under Josh Hurd, you can have criticisms all you want. If anything associated with it is going to be run the right way.
Oh, I know.
I mean, there was, I know you wanted Chris Beard hired you, but there's other people that were just immediately off the list. So if you think Josh Hurd's going to be involved with a collective or allow the university to be involved with a collective that is not going to do what they say they're going to do, then I don't think you've watched what he's doing. Everybody can like, dislike whoever they want, but I don't think anybody said, it's run a shady operation over there under Josh Hurd.
Well, I mean, media literacy is something like that really is important. Like, you got to understand who you're reading, who you're watching, who's coming across your timeline, and what's going into your brain. Like, my dad's got a friend, and if something goes out there on the internet that's incorrect one time, okay, it could be incorrect the first time.
Yeah,
you could correct it 1,000 times. He's still gonna go back to the first time that he read it where it was wrong. Okay, and it's infuriating. I'm like, this guy again? I mean, how many times do we have to correct this information?
Yeah.
So there's going to be people like that today. They're going to be like, well, our NIL's checks are bouncing. Because you got it wrong.
I know. The people that read it, also the type of people that saw the correction.
Yeah.
And that is 99.9% of the population. Your dad's friend's an outlier. I think most anybody else goes, what the hell was that anyway? That was just weird. That was
a strange
few hours story where it's like, wait, there's something going on? And it was like, no. And then to me, no, the story is the fact that they need to out. I mean, Brandon Marcell should out his source. If I was him,
I would sell that person
down a river so fast. You know, if you make me look bad, I would absolutely call that person out because they were out to get you, dude.
Totally. No, totally. I think I know who he is, but that's probably the guy, but we'll find out.
But we don't know that.
But I don't know.
That's not fair.
But I don't know. Yes, I don't know. But we'll, it's
but
one of those
I just
things
think
that
it's
I
funny. Think it made it all the way to Clemson. King of Clemson's worried about it this morning. He didn't know what was going on. It had to explain the story to him.
Well, he doesn't have to deal with the transfer portal.
That's right.
He only has outflow. He doesn't have any inflow.
They really not have any.
No, and Dabo's doubled down on that this week.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's like, this is what we're going to do.
Clemson, I'm sorry, man. That's not going to work out well for him.
I mean, they have Klubnik. You know, his former number one quarterback who's going into his third year. They're probably sitting on a pretty good team over there.
Did they not? I mean, how many did they lose? You know?
Well, they're outflowing. They lost Bo Collins, and I think he went to Notre Dame. And Bo Collins is one of those guys that I would have loved to have had here. He's just a really good player. Lit us up 2 years ago. Yeah. You know, they've lost some players, but they only have outflow.
Yeah.
I mean, did they have any incoming?
Outgoing, 10 outgoing, no incoming.
Right.
A lot of three stars there. A lot of three stars and two stars outflowing. So to lose 10 actually is probably not bad, right?
No, and I mean, I think they focus on retention. I think they focus on recruiting at a high level, and this is their way. And if it works,
if they can pull it off, I mean, that's whereas we have 26 incoming.
26.
20 outgoing and 26 incoming. Which is the norm. What's the norm?
But also, we don't recruit five stars out of high school, really.
No.
We get what we can, right? But we have to, when we take players. We're going to have a lot more misses, and so we have
maybe
to be able to.
Maybe they do need a bigger staff. They got 46 coming and going as of right now.
Right now.
And that's before you get to, you know, after the spring game.
Yeah. You're putting together this team.
I'm just curious. Like, what's an NC State have? They got 13 outgoing, 22. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
NC State, Louisville are probably pretty close to.
It's odd to see the California Golden Bears on the other ACC teams listed.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, and they've got 12 and 14. Yeah, it's a lot. I think we may.
But
we
see zero is very irregular.
Yeah, it's
to have no transfers coming in.
They said 15 and 20, but yeah, we got. Hey,
Dabo's planted his flag. But we're able to take high school kids and transfers, and if they don't work, we flow them out and we try to find the next stud.
That's funny, man.
But we got to hold on to more studs than we lose. That's the whole deal.
No transfers. Can't Clemson get it together? Good. Y'all need a couple, man.
I don't know. They'll be all right. We'll see them down at Ref Valley this year.
Yeah, watch yourself in those post games, all right? Just be careful.
I think we'll be fine.
Just be careful over there.
But that tells us they're going to be good. Phantom pass interference call right before halftime that gives them the edge kills their entire effort. Of course, they're better than us.
They seem to be significantly better, if you ask
that me. That game, the last time we were down there, it was so clear that we didn't have.
Oh, nobody could get open.
That we didn't have any receivers.
No, nobody could get open.
It was like, I mean, I know they have great DBs, but, like, we didn't have anybody.
Nothing.
Open.
Nothing.
It was like, okay, Sat, this is.
Yeah.
We got to do something at wide receiver here, man.
Now, as for baseball, I think the game just ended moments ago, right? I'd like to know time, because I was sitting there watching it, and I was at double. We were going down. The caboose thing kind of fell apart. So,
oh, no.
Plus, the game was at 7. I was right all week.
You were right.
The game was at 7, and
it threw me off, too. I turned it on at 6, and I was where's the game?
Yeah.
It starts at 7.
And you could tell, like, from the first couple of games, it's going to be one of those midweek games where you're going to have freshmen, you know, get, like, a third of an inning, 6 runs. You know, I mean, I don't even know what the box score said, but I just, you know, and they lose 17-13. I just wish that these two teams could play a 3-game series, you know, before conference play starts.
I do too.
Because these midweek games, it's great to get bragging rights. It's not the way that the game is played. College baseball is played 3-game series on the weekend against your, you know, ACC opponents. I mean, I sort of wish the conferences would give the schools something maybe even in the middle of a conference play, a weekend off to see.
Play your rival.
Can you play your rival? If you can't play your rival, can you get another game? Might be tougher when you get to that portion of the schedule because everybody's in league play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their last non-ACC weekend is March, 12th, 13th, 14th. Or, 12th, 13th, 15th. They played Hang on.
Conference tournaments?
So 8, 9, 10. March 8, 9th, and 10th, they played Northwestern.
Right.
I don't know if Kentucky starts there. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just saying, but just to think of it for their schedule.
Yeah.
And the weather. And so I just don't know why why wouldn't you play home, you know, do one year. I think it'd be great. I think people would get into it more because you're playing a 3-game set. You're playing with your best pitchers, which you never use during the week. And, you know, you get a game last night, it's like, gosh, do we need to play 9 innings if we're going to be throwing pitchers out like this? I mean, just may as well go 7 or something.
I don't know. I mean, the game did take 4 hours and 16 minutes, which is
crazy.
And then let me see how many pitchers we
only
used.
My dog walker could
one,
love
two,
that game.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pitchers is what Louisville used.
Yeah, it's just in these – and you're not going to try to win the game with your best pitcher because you're trying to win an ACC series on Friday, Saturday,
right.
or Sunday.
Kentucky used 8, too.
Yeah, yeah. Kentucky's the same way. I mean, they're not throwing their ace on it. Nobody's ever throwing their ace on a Tuesday. It didn't make any sense.
No, but I love your idea. I think that for us, though, in terms of, like, where our interest is in basketball at the time of the year where they would probably play, it may not make sense. But
I think you've got to just look at it through your own prism of baseball, of your own sport. You can't worry about keeping other sports.
Right now, both teams have a home and home each year, one game, where they get to have Louisville, we get to have Kentucky, and you get a crowd.
Saying you don't get a crowd. I just, having done 4 years of calling college baseball, the midweek games are just so absurdly different than the rest of the year, which is...
Well, look, I would love... And when we played them in that Super Regional... It was awesome.
That's what I'm saying. How great was that?
It was awesome. Because
it was a series, you know. Like,
well, you got your best versus their best. And then there was also something on the line. You had the added element there of it was an NCAA tournament.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, so which you wouldn't have in a regular season. But it's still a three-game set, bragging rights. You would just have to get coach and our coach to agree.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky,
every other year you're not going to have Kentucky on your schedule or Louisville on your schedule at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd trade that. I would. To have it up there for three straight games and then back
three
here.
Sellouts.
I think you would.
Yeah.
And so they're the same way when their conference schedule starts. March 8th of this year, for example, 8, 9, and 10 of March were their last series that wasn't a conference series.
Yeah. But Kentucky's really good. I mean, their season's
awesome. I'm not taking anything away. It's not like, oh, that's why they love. No. Midweek games, you ask anybody who covers college baseball, they're nothing.
Right.
The hitters are the same, obviously, but the pitching is just so absurdly different than you get, like, for example, on a Friday night where you've probably got two draft picks going against one another if anybody's any good at all.
Well, in Louisville's history, yes.
If you're a good team in top half of your league, your Friday night guy is going to get drafted or has been drafted out of high school.
Highly.
I mean, almost 80-90% of the time, I would say.
Yeah. So, you know, in the year that UK's having, Louisville's history is way better than it's been showing lately. But, man, we got to get together. I was getting a little mad at baseball last night. 17 runs, and I know I'm not supposed to get all that upset with midweek games, but it is our rival.
And
I did get a little angry. There was a couple really tight windows on some of these strike calls. And I just after they
funny you say that. Funny you say that because I saw that tweet and then I was texting with an umpire friend of ours. And I said, is there any way to find out do they have like a tracker report or something? And they do. The TrackMan report. So do you think they're going to be above average? Clearly, you think they're going to be below average.
Well, in the inning that I saw, I mean, you know, the inning that I'm talking about, there were two pitches that would have been strike three, and I felt like they're down the middle. And I'm like, wait, like, what is going on? It's the third inning.
So I want to see if we can get this report.
I would love it. It was like with strike two right before they hit the double. But
what if it validates the umpires? Will you stand down your criticism?
I mean, we'll have to see the calibration of the computers.
That means when shared information dead in the face of his opinion being wrong,
no,
I will not.
We would have to do that, but it's so much of us too. Like when you're throwing over to first base off the mound, the ball cannot go into right field, right? Like that cannot happen. So there's all these little things that are kind of piling up that are adding to you're giving up 17 runs to your opponent. But it's like it's time to get it together. It's time to get it together. Time to tighten it up.
Okay. All right. I mean, they didn't – they're what, two games under 500 in the league, something like that?
I think that's correct.
Yeah. So
Virginia just gave them that work over the weekend.
Well, they're the ninth-ranked team in the country.
I know, but we're normally the ninth-ranked team in the country. We're normally the top 10 team.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally us, not out of the top 25.
So they go up Miami this weekend, so just let me find – it's baseball. Sometimes team like when Virginia won the title, they were like 500 for the year.
When Ole Miss won the title, they were going to fire Bianca.
Yeah, so let's wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never know. But you're right; you never know.
Baseball of all sports, I mean, the regular season is not indicative of who's going to be in the Final Four, like in basketball.
Given how last year went, I wanted this year to be much better.
I'm all in. I'm interested and committed. All right, I'm all in.
I'm interested and committed too. I'm watching this game. It was great. I was settled in. It was a beautiful night. Just want to get some wins. Let's win.
Beautiful night. Were you up by the pool last night?
Lake. Pool opens next week.
Lake.
Pool opens next week.
No, I wasn't at the pool. I was at the lake. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
pool opens on Wednesday next week. It's gonna be great.
Well, we're over here at Tri-State Men's Health, where again they, you know, changing men's lives one treatment at a time. I think it's a way to turn you into Superman. They're gonna you do the semaglutide if you want that, and that's gonna have you lose weight. That's testosterone. You know all the benefits of that. And again, you know, it's finally a chance for men to have chemistry and science on our side.
That's
finally
right.
Stuff we can use to counteract women, figure out how to stay looking young forever. All right, so
right.
This is it. This is how you do it. Come over here.
Yeah, if you're feeling tired, show up.
Yeah,
like
show up.
Yeah, if you're putting on your derby suit and it's not as it's not fitting the way, and that is a real thing.
Look, Lord knows everybody's Facebook profile pictures are all going to change here in about 3 weeks when they get
amazing?
Their derby pick, and just leave it up there. So make that pick look as good as possible without even having to filter it.
That's right.
You
know,
look better without filters.
Yeah. But that is definitely a thing when you put on those dress slacks that fit to your suit.
Well, they don't lie.
There is no lie.
Those your friends are your dress pants, because your jeans will lie to you.
They will.
They're not true friends. Even some like khakis, a little flexible.
Khakis.
But the
your bird dogs.
Yeah, they would potentially lie to you a little bit. But no, the dress pants, they don't lie.
Mm-mm.
They are your friend that tells you when you are fat.
All of a sudden, you can't get that zipper all the way up. You can't do the button.
Telling you,
and you've gone too far.
Get a couple weeks here with the semaglutide in it, you probably lose those 5-6 pounds.
Right.
And
it's a change, man. It really is a positive change.
Yeah,
all
it
the
is.
Benefits, like the problem with obesity in our country and with people, there's so many different things that happen if you're carrying too much weight, and then you lose that weight. So many other things just start.
Going better.
Well,
we were talking yesterday with folks over at Elson Bodenhausen that there are certain people that need knee replacements that they won't do because they're so overweight. So they do, you know, the semaglutide, they lose some weight, because you don't want a person who's overweight get a knee surgery and now
the joint fails.
Yeah, the joint fails. And so, yeah, come on over here to Tri-State Men's Health. All right, we'll continue along. We're going to get Peyton Siva on later in the show. So we'll have him about 8:30. Jared around 9.
Oh,
so we'll have him.
Loaded show.
Yeah, we got that. So we're over here telling you all about that here, this morning over at Tri-State. And I'm trying to clear my throat. Here. And we've got, let's see, what else we got coming up? I think in terms of guests, that's all we got. Hey, if you are looking to buy a car, the Huffman Auto Group, that's where I've turned to for two straight cars, and that's where you could turn to as well if you're thinking about it. I mean, where I bought is two straight Acuras from Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor. Still the same people there that, you know, Mike Stack, Arthur Galitsky from when I bought my first one, and their reason for that is, you know, you're working for a great company like the Huffman Auto Group. But I just think the dollar goes further in the luxury line with the Acura. Go check it out. If you are someone thinking about an SUV, they're the best SUV. I mean, it goes even way further with the SUV, the dollar does, I think, than any of the others in the luxury lines. Online, AcuraAtOxmoor.com. It's Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor, and remember, Huffman has it.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan just to live in for the minute.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We're back at it here, 93.9 The Ville. Chattahoochee, what am I missing there?
What am I missing there?
It's Blank's Lake.
Oh yeah. Hey, we'll have you up there this summer, Chase. Come hang out with us.
That's what he'd love to do. A guy in his 20s go hang out with a bunch of old people.
Well, he could bring some of his
kids.
Guys with his 20s, especially on a weekend where my kids aren't going to be home. They could bring up, you know,
It's called babysitting. You should pay him for that.
No, when they're not going to be home. So that they can just go
get wild in Santa Claus.
Wild and, you know,
Chase,
have a
good luck selling that to your crew.
Hey.
Yeah, we've got a Nolan Lake House that we like to.
There we go. That's good.
There you go. Got to go to J Spa's place down there.
Oh,
gotta go to the small, man, that thing,
I want to go to that place.
That thing is awesome.
Where's my invite, Ty?
That's not the way to get an invite.
Yeah, I know.
that is not the way to get an invite. Although Ty out there doing a Lord's work yesterday.
He was awesome.
Shooting down all these ridiculous misinformation campaign. We're here at Tri-State Men's Health. Again, if you're thinking about testosterone, you're thinking about semaglutide, this is the place. They say we got dead air on 93.9, Chase. Look out.
So, oh, no.
I don't know. We've had some issues all morning. I don't know quite yet because I'm getting the alarm signal. As well on my phone. So I've already started this process of getting rid of this stupid system we have with two logs for the same feed. So we're working on it.
Do we make progress?
I am trying to make some progress on that.
Moving mountains?
Doing the Lord's work, just like Ty Spaulding.
Just like Ty Spaulding yesterday, shooting down those misinformation campaigns. It's frustrating to deal with misinformation. But I do like what it signals.
It signals you're good.
It signals that we're probably pretty stinking good. Like, remember when Clemson Tom would call in and harass us?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He hadn't called and harassed us in a while. Why? Because we really haven't threatened Clemson.
Right.
But when we're a threat to Clemson, Clemson Tom comes out. This is how they signal.
Yeah.
So I want –
Kentucky fans ever been nicer to you than the last couple of years in basketball?
No, they're almost feeling sorry for us. I don't want to feel pity from Kentucky fans. No. When I walk into Kroger Field or Rupp Arena, I want them to be like – mean and nasty, because that means that we got something for them. So, this is good. You know, Florida State, if it is Florida State, I think it is going after us, then that probably means
they're worried about us.
They,
you don't go after Vandy. That's what I know.
No, you don't go. I mean, Nick Saban did.
We got four basketball players now. We're almost to a team.
How about that? Yeah.
They got Javon Hadley. He's a guy from Colorado. All these guys can shoot. I know that. Kelsey's going to be shooting a bunch of threes. Wants some accurate shooters. He's about 12 points a game out there, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. 89% from the free throw. It seems like all these guys have this statistical profile of good free throw shooting. Mm-hmm. At least the first few, the guys they've gone after,
right,
that seems to be not only good, and maybe that goes hand in hand. I don't know the percentage of people that are good 3-point shooters are also good free throw shooters. You would think it would go hand in hand, but I don't know. But we'll see.
Also, statistically, this is really all we have, because I can't go back and watch the Colorado season right now. But they're all the guys that we've got so far are really good passers, except for the big guy. The big guy, I don't know that he's a great passer. But everybody else, their assist numbers are great. And so I think in terms of ball movement, now the one thing that we cannot really gauge at all is how these guys defend. And it was such a problem for us last year. But you're not bringing anybody back from last year.
We're not compared to last year. I mean, really, the whole roster is going to be gone from last year.
Really? I mean, J.J. committed to DePaul. Huntley Hatfield went to NC State. And those are the only two guys I thought would even consider maybe coming. Caleb Glenn, I suppose. Maybe Caleb, because he's from here.
Yeah.
But he does not fit the profile of the guys right now that Pat Kelsey's going after. But maybe that means that he needs a guy like Caleb Glenn. Maybe he needs a guy that's going to get in there, mix it up, get rebounds, kind of be a bulldog on the defensive side. Maybe he fits in that way. But right now, the guys that we're getting, Javon Hadley from Colorado, can shoot, his long, can pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know right now.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. Yesterday, Luke was talking with Peyton Siva. They had him on. Again, we'll have Peyton on about 8:30. And he said, Luke goes, I said something really stupid to Peyton. I want to come by the facility and see the guys. And Peyton's like, there are no guys.
There are no guys.
There's not a team yet.
They'll be there soon.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be there Memorial Day weekend, I suppose, is when they're moving in.
I guess, we don't have a choice, but I guess we're just okay with this. Like, is this – I mean, of course, we don't know when Kelsey's here, like, how much of his roster from year one will be, how much turnover there'll be. I mean, there's always going to be turnover in today's era, but – getting an entire new team, like Kentucky and Louisville are both going to be doing this, it appears, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's staying there. It's just the way it is. You don't really get to know guys anymore, but I'd rather not know guys that win rather than know guys that lose.
Totally, yeah.
So I guess that's, as I talk this out, I guess that's where I am.
I mean, I think, Hadley played at Pac-12 level. He averaged double digits, was a good rebounder on a team that had probably a top five pick in the draft. So he was productive even with that guy. Terrence Edwards Jr. is Sun Belt Player of the Year. 6'6", long. James Scott.
He's 6'6"?
Edwards and Hadley are both 6'6".
Okay.
So they're both kind of two guards, three guards, somewhere in there. I don't know that they'll stretch either one of them to the four, but you know, this is that in college basketball. And Rain Smith, all three of those guys, this is their last year.
Yeah.
So you're going to be turning all these guys over next year anyway. Yeah. James Scott will be the guy that could stick around. You say stick around, but this is the transfer portal era. That could stick around for an additional year, and he would be a piece that you're building around. Everything else you're changing over.
It's the way it is. It's not changing. The coaches that complain about it are going to lose, and the coaches that just say, hey, this is what we're going to do, are like Jeff Brohm and Jeff Wall. I mean, most of the coaches on campus are just, you know, Kelsey, all of them are going to, you know, they're adapting, not complaining about it. And fan standpoint, I guess, I don't know. Do you lose an attachment to the team, or do you just focus more on your attachment to the university?
I don't know. I mean, the coach is a star in college basketball anyway.
That's a good point.
And, you know, I mean, we all attached to Luke Hancock, and he was there, you know, he only played here 2 years.
Yeah, but he was around for three. I mean,
he was around for three.
Yeah.
But he only played for two, and then they booed him for half the year, you know.
They booed him for a game. They didn't boo him for half the year. You've been listening to Luke.
Were those
too much.
Lukes? Yeah. Yeah. Were they Luke saying Luke and not booing?
Yeah.
But no, I think, you know, the Peyton Sivas of the world, the kids that are here start to finish, Russ Smith start to finish, probably not going to be around that much longer. Really? I mean, like, we're going to get it. We're talking about Michael Gonzalez. We're going to get it with Michael Gonzalez, with Renato Brown. Those guys, they're going to be rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
And maybe you'll see more of it in football. I don't know. But
I think less.
I think there was great enjoyment out of seeing guys grow and develop as players. And, you know, and that is, that's why the 2013 team was just so perfect, because you had all of that. You had talent. You had NBA players on that team. You know, like Gorgie, however long he stuck around.
3 years.
In the league. You had guys like Peyton and Russ who developed a lot in their time that they were here. You had a guy like Luke who, you know, came in and transferred and won everybody's heart in about a 4-minute stretch in that championship game. But had won it before that. I mean, I say that jokingly. But they had so many elements of it, the characters that you got to know how, you know, crazy, goofy Russ Smith was.
Right.
And you know, what positive guy that you know, Peyton Siva is and be around. And like, you know, like Luke was talking yesterday, Luke was kind of the bad cop and captain, and Siva was kind of the good cop captain.
Right.
And you just had so many elements like that on that team. But, you know, the goal is to win the title. The goal is to get to the Final Four. It's nice if you can see the progress along the way. It's, like, more fulfilling. But I guess we'll just have to go with, all right, hey, we got the Final Four. Not going to see any of these guys next year. Okay, cool. I'm cool with it, I guess. It's just you lose that. And I am as guilty of as anybody. I will just go buy more players, you know, get a salary cap. But, man, there was something fun about seeing dudes develop.
I agree with you. But I also think that when you have a team that makes a run or wins a title like UConn, they changed over a lot of their roster. Like three of those guys that were on the previous team weren't on this team.
Yeah.
And they were able to go out there and get transfers, win it again. And I think their fans had a good time.
Yeah.
You know,
they
think that, you know, they attached
did.
To those guys.
But it's the reason a lot of people got attached as fans is, again, this is before the internet where you knew everybody at all times. I mean, I remember, God, when I was in college, like Jerry Tipton did that Sunday column on UK basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It was like must-read material because you didn't get information at a moment's notice, you know. And so, like, a lot of people, they were just – the games were all they had to go on and could see, you know, the players develop. I mean, you didn't even have press conference. You'd hear clips of press conferences, but you'd hear the coaches show, and that'd be their ultimate exposure to what the coach was like. Now you get daily videos of what they're up to.
And probably, you know, probably even more of a reason to get more availability, you know, for the players, because they're going to be here for such a short period of time, particularly before they really get into conference play. You know, get them whether they're happy, they're, you know, in practice. Obviously, they're going to do media day, but that was one of the things that I really liked about the locker rooms being open, is we could go in there, put a camera in their face, talk to them. And a lot of times you get a guy like Terry Rozier or Donovan Mitchell, they talk about the game, but then they'll tell you an anecdote or something like that. Or it was hilarious when Jordan Worrell was a freshman. I forget who it was. They were like, look at – they pulled down his pants.
They pantsed him and
revealed he had these, like, really funny underwear. It was like a cartoon underwear, and they were giving him the business. And, you know, like, it's funny, and it's something that happens.
I learned a lot from those open locker rooms. I mean, I remember just talking to Russ Smith a couple of times and realizing this dude, he didn't care – it wasn't that he didn't like college basketball. He didn't care about it. It wasn't on his radar. He was a Knicks fan. He liked watching pro basketball. And, like, when Darius Perry told me he thought all the games were played at the same site, that was, like, revealing because that's how, you know.
That's how they think.
Yeah. And you don't get that at a podium. You don't. You don't really get – the podiums are awkward circumstances. It's communism journalism. I hate it. I mean, you got to have it. But I think you've got to have some other opportunities because you do get to know – we wouldn't have known Russ's personality if – you know, I'm sure you probably handed him a microphone. I know I did at some point during those post games. They interview your teammates.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and it was after we beat NC State in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
No. Scratch that. We won the AAC tournament in Memphis.
Yeah.
And my dad was in there helping me out, and he – Anton Gill grabbed my dad's camera and took it around the locker room and interviewed, and it was just wild. It was great.
Yeah.
Great video. Put it up on
YouTube. But you see their personalities, and you do get, you know, somewhat attached. I mean, without those locker room interviews, I could never have asked, you know, about the booger.
That's right.
I could never have asked Cat Barber if he put the booger.
You wouldn't feel comfortable doing that if he was at the podium.
No, it'd be weird.
Did you put a booger in Montrezl Harrell's hair? Hey, Drew Dinner here from ESPN Louisville.
That's trifling. I'd never do nothing like that.
And you don't have that audio. And it doesn't have to be the locker room. It could be the hallway.
Yeah.
It could be a breakout room. You know, but having something that's not the podium on a regular basis.
It's too sterile. It doesn't make the players... You don't feel, you know, radio is a personal medium. I mean, people know, I mean, it's so funny for my son to go out in places and everybody knows everything about him. Hey, did you oversleep?
Right.
Hey, how about the UFC? Hey, what about swimming? What about wrestling now? I mean, it's crazy.
Football used to do it too. When we first got going and it was during the Charlie Strong era, they put like the players and different things, and it was a little chaotic, but it was chaotic for 10, 15 minutes and then it was over.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's great.
But everybody except for the quarterback. I think the quarterback
everybody's going to want. Yeah.
To go to the podium, head coach, quarterback, and then break out the rest of the players. I think that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But with basketball, you know, especially these seasons is so long, like, get to know these guys, man.
Right. I mean, as I say this, I think you're right. I think it is probably more important now for that. And that's not just for us. I mean, yes, we like that, but we do this so that the content, the reason we do it is because the audience and our consumers enjoy it.
React to it.
Yeah, and you get to know them, and I think it's tough to get to know people at a podium.
It really is difficult. And it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for them, I think, too.
Yeah.
As players, I think they would much rather, and I know that Donovan and Terry really, like, we had a thing, you know, like I would walk up to Terry Rozier every game, and he knew I was coming, and he had something for me. Donovan Mitchell, same thing. And, you know, and I saw Terry at the FSU ACC championship game, and he, you know, Ramirez like, hey, I hadn't seen him in so long, and he was still with the Hornets until he got traded to the Heat. But you know, you develop a relationship, and if they know you, and they're talking to you on a regular basis, they feel comfortable sharing more with you, as opposed to, hey, I'm over here and you're at a podium and I don't know you, I'm going to give you a sterile
canned answer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we are we're here with you. If you want to hop on a line, you can do so at 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to that, UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. What is it about when I get ready to go to break, I get like all choked up? I can talk an entire segment.
I don't know.
It is an odd phenomenon. I don't know.
It's a Matzo Pie Wednesday. Are you thinking about Matzo Pie?
Might be. Maybe that's
thinking
it.
Thinking about the Matzo Pie?
We got to have a conversation. We can't be going all these Matzo Pies and not get the cookies. I mean, the Matzo Pie cookie. If I need to contribute on this, I will go pick them up and bring them in.
Casper.
The pizza's great. It's wonderful. The chocolate chip cookies are life-changing. So
you've gone a long time without a cookie.
I've gone a really long time. That stuff be calling me, man.
It's calling you. All right. Well, I'll text them. I'll see if we
don't. I don't know. We want to put our partner's best feet forward.
Oh yeah.
And pizza kind of makes the joint go. I get it. But the cookie is the best I've ever had.
It's incredible.
It replaced all the others, the please and thank you, the any others that
all
were
good cookies,
the, which are all good, but they're not this. They're not shaped like a hollowed out hockey puck where they're crispy on the outside and soft on the inside.
How do they do it?
I don't know. I've thought about that a lot. I don't know. And I don't really care as long as I can still eat them.
You can. You're allowed to.
Okay. And it is right around the corner.
I know.
From my house.
Some of it's your fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go over there.
Yeah. I used to run past it. Didn't even know it was there.
No, I mean,
it's really kind of in, you know, hidden. It's not hidden, but it's just, you know,
it's discreet.
Discreet, that's the word.
It's discreet. But so they do have the location there at Clarksville, the Douglas Loop.
Do they do cookies at all of them or just the Anchorage?
Just at Anchorage.
Okay.
Now, they have had the cookies at the Loop a couple times, but I don't know why. I don't know if it was like a special or something like that.
I don't want to share the secret with everybody either, Casper, but I mean, come on, man. These are the best.
They're the best.
They're the best.
What if I got you some dough? Dough, and you could maybe try to make them at home.
I don't think that's why they're so good. I think the shape of them matters.
I do too.
If you get a mold and some dough, now we're talking.
Well, that I don't know if I get the mold.
Yeah, probably not.
But
I don't want to demystify it.
Well, they also make them in the wood fire grill. That's part.
Yeah, I don't have one of them.
I know. That's part of the magic.
Yeah,
that's part of the magic.
It is. So yeah,
Matzah Pie Wednesday.
So we're over here at Tri-State Men's Health. Again, if you've been thinking about testosterone, semaglutide, wondering about it, we can tell you, right? You know, it's you see your friends. You know it works. You know, you've seen the change in people's bodies. They're like, what have you been doing? I've been on semaglutide, or I'm on Ozempic, or whatever it is. It's like, yeah, it works. And if, at the same time, you want to keep that muscle strength up, you want to do everything you're supposed to do with that, TriStateMen'sHealth.com is the place to go. Don't forget also, if you need to get furniture, try to keep it simple. Louisville Furniture, city you live in, what you need. That's what they've got. I've got four pieces of furniture in my house from Louisville Furniture, and that's where you can go as well to get your whatever you need for the inside of your home. They've got it for you at Louisville Furniture. Online, LouisvilleFurniture.com. But you can see the website, but you need to go check it out. You know, go and talk to Dan, Lori, and the dogs over there, and see Furniture Dan. And they'll take great care of you, and they're not going to pressure you. That's one of the best parts about over there. Dogs are there. They might press you to pet them. That's the only pressure you're going to get, is the dog may put its nose under your hand and be like, pet me.
Yes, that's definitely going to happen.
You may get some canine pressure. You will get no human pressure over there at Louisville Furniture. So LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com, and you can have it in your home in a matter of days. Don't be in a bad relationship with the couch. That's a bad 10-year marriage or longer. It's, get the one you want. It's Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com.